one of those with every right to celebrate last night is Barnaby Joyce, the Nationals' deputy leader, has made that big transition from the upper house to lower and from Queensland to New South Wales. He is now the member for New England. Barnaby Joyce, welcome.
Johnson, how are you, mate?
Well, that's a tremendous result. Congratulations.
Yeah, it was pretty humbling, Jonathan. It's always a bit of a risk when you go from one state in the Senate to a lower house seat in another state when you find out Anthony Green tells you it's never happened before, and any person who's gone across state boundaries and not lost their seat on the way through was Billy Hughes. So I had to try and explain that one to my wife, but once I scraped across the ceiling, she thought it was worth a go.
Did it surprise you, the result, or how confident were you going in?
You might be confident, but you're never cocky. You just keep working. Jonathan, we did a heap of town hall meetings and just getting around all the small towns and the big towns and the Aboriginal communities and the pensioners and the veterans and just try to make yourself available as much as possible and let people, cast their eye over you and make a decision about whether they think you're up to the job of, being their representative in New England. And it was very humbling for me. You can never pick them, Jonathan. They walk through at the polling booth and you don't know which way they're going to go. And so you do sort of sit back tentatively and wait for the results to come in, and then you get a sense of, my gosh, they've given me a real honour here, and I better respect it.
It must be a tremendous feeling. And that grassroots campaign you ran, I mean, that was necessary. You were coming home, but you'd been away for a while.
Yeah, close to 20 years, but I had to move away for work. But yeah, and I find that, Jonathan, when people say, oh, the town hall meetings are over, they're not. In fact, if you want to campaign in a way that people actually get to talk to you and get to understand you, and then they go home and tell their families and their friends and their bowling clubs about you, then present yourself at a local hall or the church hall or the school hall and let them ask whatever question they like. And I find that that's always worked for me. And also, you've got to have a great team around you. You've got to have people who, because no individual ever wins a seat. The team wins a seat, and you've got a good team around you, and you've got, the right message and the right policies, then you've got a chance.
Although you say no individual wins, but Barnaby Joyce, if there's a strong individual in the Australian Parliament, it's you'd be one of them.
Maybe that's something people wish was not the case. I am who I am, and I can't really change it, and I don't particularly want to.
So you're in the House of Representatives. I suspect that might give Warren Truss some moments of uncertainty this morning.
No. People got to believe me when I say things. I've got no interest whatsoever in taking Warren's job, because I believe that the nation truly needs the capabilities that Warren has. We definitely need the person. Like, Warren is a quiet, considered person, and you need that. You need that around the leadership table, because the person who's been there for a fair while and, ex-farmer who hears something and says, well, that sounds like rubbish to me. I don't think that one's going to fly. And that's that person who says that is Warren.
So I would imagine, though Barnaby Joyce, that some sort of a front bench role, you'd be keen to take that responsibility in a new coalition government?
If responsibility is offered to you, you accept it. But if it's not, you accept that as well. And if it is, I'll do the job. And if it's not, well, I'm staring at the lawnmower about to start mowing the lawn right now. And I've got the gutters to fix. And I've been walking around the yard, throwing out the dog turds. And I've pulled the pool pump out this morning, which I've got to fix as well. So I've got jobs to do.
Grounded in reality as ever, Barnaby Joyce. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Good on you, mate.
Barnaby Joyce, now the member for New England.